Coach's Insight, it continues tonight on CARE 93.7. I'm Brandon Tammer. We're joined by ACCHS boys basketball coach, that is Corey Eckert, here for a few minutes. Brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. No midweek game for the Tigers. They've had a little bit of time off this week after the midseason tournament last week over at Valley Falls. And, you know, Coach, you look at the competition you played throughout that tournament, and the final game was against Oskaloosa, of course, a team in the league certainly familiar with. That was a 14-point game, but also saw Jefferson County North and NEK. You know, just take us through the overall thoughts on the tournament and how your team played in those few games last week.
Yeah, I thought as the tournament went on, we played a little bit better each game. We had two of our guys in the rotation been out since that tournament with concussions, and they've still been out. So we kind of had to adapt and work guys in that usually don't provide us minutes. And JCN game, I thought we played pretty well for two quarters. And then that last game against Oskaloosa, our last three quarters were some of the best quarters of the season for us. So that was always good to see.
Yeah, and you got an opportunity, of course, here with a few weeks left in the regular season to kind of right the ship. And, you know, we've talked throughout the course of the year. It just kind of seems like, you know, you talked about the injuries there, but, you know, consistency, it seems like, you know, a lot of these games, you're crediting good play, you know, one, two, maybe three quarters, but it just kind of maybe one quarter here and there just kind of maybe gets out of hand. But, you know, is it just kind of that consistency thing that's been kind of the issue maybe this year?
Yeah, I'd say that's been a big part of it. We haven't really played a complete four-quarter game. There's always at least one quarter, if not two, where things don't go very well for us. And it's usually a pretty bad quarter that turns into a big deficit that you can't get back from. So trying to minimize, you know, those runs where we struggle to score and we turn the ball over and just tightening that up a little bit so the deficit's not as great. You can come back in those games. I've been stressing it all year and been stressing it, you know, as we get injuries that, you know, if we're going to compete down the stretch here, it's going to be four quarters and it's going to be our defense. And it starts there. And if we play a solid defense, and we'll start to see some more success.
How have you kind of taken advantage maybe of these few extra days with no game on Tuesday? You know, we've had that little bit of extra time. So what's kind of been the itinerary, you know, with these maybe a couple extra practices getting ready for Horton on Friday?
Yeah, a couple different things, you know, with the two kids out still with concussions, they haven't been practicing. So we've been getting different guys that, you know, a month ago weren't getting any minutes on varsity. So we've been getting them comfortable with things. And then we've been able to just, you know, focus less on opponents and more on just fundamentals and, you know, fine tuning our defense and getting more shots up so we can, you know, score more points in the games and stuff like that. So we've been focused more on ourselves, and it was nice to have a no game, you know, this week on Tuesday. So that lets us kind of just, you know, focus on the fundamentals and shooting. So
yeah, you'll get a stretch here, you know, starting on Friday, you'll get three games in about a 4-day stretch. And that stretch, three games in 4 days, it'll start with Horton on Friday, on the road in Northeast Kansas League play, a team that you saw in the very first game of the year back on December 6th. So you would think at this point, both teams certainly different and maybe how things are going at this point. But obviously Horton's one of the better teams in the league. They got good size, good guard play, and, you know, just kind of a challenge in general. How do you kind of see this one playing out on Friday night?
Yeah, you have definitely a good team with a lot of seniors, and obviously they pose a lot of matchup issues with Dante in the post there with pretty good size, and then they put, you know, three or four shooters around him, so it's a difficult challenge for our defense, especially when we're undersized. And so, you know, trying to do different things just make it difficult for them. In that first meeting, you know, we struggled with two things. It was rebounding and turnovers. And you know, if we minimize our turnovers, limit their transition, and, you know, if we play good defense, and we kind of been talking that good defense doesn't just mean contesting the shot, but you got to complete the possession and rebound, which we didn't do against them last time. So if we can, you know, improve on those two things from that first meeting, you know, maybe things will go differently for us.
There it is. ACCHS boys basketball coach, that is Corey Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. ACCHS back in action on Friday on the road at Horton. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon.